New federal regulations to remove so-called forever chemicals from public drinking water supplies over the next 5 years are weighing on water providers. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports nearly 19% of water systems in Pennsylvania contain the chemicals, known as PFAS, at levels that exceed the new guidelines.
PFAS are a large class of chemicals used in hundreds of everyday products, like nonstick cookware, as well as in firefighting foam. They can stay in the environment and the human bloodstream for years.
Recent statewide testing results found almost 19% of water systems contain PFAS above new federal standards. More than 2% have levels that fail to meet the state's less restrictive regulations implemented last year.
Many of the water systems with higher levels are run by small municipalities or communities. There could be a number of reasons why, says Chuck Powley of PFAS Solutions in Delaware.
A lot of the larger water companies have already installed carbon filtration systems. Another reason is just bad luck. You know, maybe these were private wells that were drilled pretty shallow, and they had the misfortune of being located near some sort of site that had a lot of PFAS exposure.
In the state, the most significant PFAS contamination was at the Brookside Village Mobile Home Park in Columbia County, where PFAS levels are more than 500 times the new federal regulations. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.